Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. We hear many stories often about children who suffer or are in need or are at a disadvantage for any kind of reason. And I'm going to talk in a moment to my first guest, Kim Windsor, who's going to tell me about her daughter, Lily. Now, Lily has a number of serious medical conditions and is now in need of a new machine that will improve her quality of life for a number of years. Kim is fundraising for an inner walk, which is not available on the NHS, and joins me on the line now. Good evening, Kim.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me. Tell me about Lily, first of all, Kim.
Lily's 10 years old. She's a full-time wheelchair user and is completely tube-fed. But she's a very, very happy and loud little lady.
I like the loud bit. That's always good.
Yeah, very loud. She's non-verbal, but she's loud.
No, that's right. I get you. Now, I've got to try and pronounce this correctly. What is quadriplegic spastic and cerebral palsy? Is that, try and sort of put that into terms that I understand.
It affects all four limbs and her trunk. So it basically affects all muscles in her body. She can't sit unaided. She doesn't have much control over her limbs and she needs adult help for everything.
Right, okay. So it's obviously challenging for her, but challenging for all of you as well. Now, she has a chronic lung disease as well. What does that mean for her on a day-to-day basis?
Simple colds can be quite severe for Lily. So 5 years ago, she was ventilated, and that was just through having a normal childhood cold, that another child would literally just have a runny nose and they'd be fine to go to school. But it can be quite severe for her.
So I suppose this pandemic that we're sort of still in the middle of, you know, I think we have to be clear about that, that's presented its challenges for you as a family, hasn't it?
Yeah, Lily's been in shielding now since March 2020. She was allowed to go back to school under very, very strict conditions after Easter this year. But she can't go anywhere else. Her dad couldn't go to work for 15 months. He's only recently returned to work.
So I guess she's missed a lot of her friends from school.
She has, yeah. We really need to get her vaccinated now so that she can get outside again, because she loves being out. She hates being in the house.
And I would imagine that would have had a challenging effect on her own mental health as well, because she's obviously not seeing her friends. She doesn't like being in the house, as you say, so it would have presented its challenges for her. How has she coped with that?
To be honest, she's surprised us. She's been really good, a lot better than we thought she'd be with it. She can understand when you're explaining things to her. She does understand that she has got to stay in. We've got to keep her well. But we adopted a dog during lockdown, and that's helped her a lot as well.
Tell me about the dog.
Oh, her name's Skye. She's an English bulldog. She's just gone 3 years old, and she's like Lily's best friend. She is golden with her. We couldn't have asked for anything better.
I would imagine they're the best of friends, aren't they?
Yeah, she doesn't leave Lily's side. She's very protective of her.
Oh, that's really good. Now, you're fundraising for this new machine. I'll come on to that in a second, but let's talk about you and your husband and the wider family. How are you coping to support Lily, and what sort of challenges do you face as a family?
Well, Dad's been able to go back to work now. Because it's the holidays, he tends to try and just work a couple of days a week to try and be at home a bit to help with her. Obviously, he's at home on an evening of a weekend to help with her. But it's just the two of us, really. We're a team. We do it together. It's actually a dynamic motorised device, and it offers physical and emotional well-being by providing the opportunity for physical activity for disabled people. Even severely disabled people can use this machine. So we put Lily in it in a seated position. It stands her up and, obviously holds her securely in place. And then it walks her legs for her, because she's not able to weight bear on her own. so the machine holds her in place and it moves her legs. She can override the machine, which she does sometimes, to try and do it herself.
Mm-hmm.
It reduces the spasticity that she suffers with her cerebral palsy, mm-hmm. so that in turn reduces pain for her. It's helped her hips massively. Her consultant, the orthopaedic consultant, could not believe when he saw her hip x-ray how good her hips are, because mm-hmm. for her condition, they expect dislocated hips quite regularly, which she has never had. Her hips are bedded in like any normal walking child.
Mm-hmm.
It stretches her muscles, as you would do exercising normally for anyone,
mm-hmm.
which is a problem with her condition, that they get tight muscles. When it pulls really tight, as the bones are growing, the muscles aren't stretching. It makes their limbs turn. So you've probably seen disabled people with turned arms mm-hmm. and feet, and that's what it is. So normally they would need a lot of Botox quite regularly in their legs, probably every 3 months, and then they'd have to be in casts for 6 weeks. They'd need muscle lengthening operations, which are also quite painful.
Mm.
But she doesn't need any of that because of this machine.
So it really is, you know, it's a lifeline to her. And as you say, she has a degree of control over it as well. And I guess you and your husband can as well.
Yeah, it does all different speeds, but she can do top speed in it. She's perfectly comfortable doing top speed for 45 minutes.
What's
she
top
enjoys
speed?
Doing it. She enjoys being up.
Well, that's good. What's top speed then? Is that big? Is that faster than walking pace, or how fast is that, would you say?
I haven't actually got a measurement for how fast it goes.
But it's going to be a certainly walking pace, isn't it, easily?
It is, yeah. Yeah, like probably a fast walking pace. It's not running.
Now, you say that obviously she uses an inner walk now, but you're fundraising for a new one.
Yeah.
So how much is the... I mean, first of all, how did you get the first inner walk? Because it's not available on the NHS, is it? So you fundraise. So how much was the first one, if you don't mind my asking?
The first one was just under 11,000.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I did not expect it to be that much. Crumbs. So you're looking for a second one?
She's had it nearly 7 years now. We need a new one because she's only got 1 centimetre growth in this machine. Now, we found this out exactly 2 weeks ago when they came to service the machine and alter it, as they normally do every year.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it's such short notice is because they couldn't come out last year due to COVID.
Ah, right, okay.
So had they have been able to come out last year, we would have known a year ago that she was going to need a new machine soon.
And that's, I guess, because she's grown. It's as simple as that. Like all people, that they grow.
Yeah, because she was 3 years old when she was measured for the first one.
Hmm.
So she's now 10.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, it's due. And I mean, you know, would you say you've had your money's worth out of that 11,000?
Definitely. She uses it every day.
So what's a new one going to cost then, Kim?
The new one is 25,000.
Crumbs. That's a deposit on a house, isn't it, really?
It is, yeah. But it's much more advanced than her old one, because she was only the second child in the country to have one when she got the first one.
Hmm.
So it's come on a lot. The new one tells you how far you've walked. That one does tell you the speeds. It's got a little screen on it. But it's also got they're like bars on it, so it makes it look like a cross trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And it can exercise her arms as well, and she does need that because she has got really tight arms.
Yeah, so, you know, it again, you'll get your money's worth out of it. Oh, do you know
The new one, she won't outgrow.
Right, okay, so, you know, that's hers for as long as it... You know, it functions,
yeah.
I guess. Do you know why, Kim, these machines are not available on the NHS? I think I might know the answer to that, in the sense that it's the cost. But have you had any indications from the medical people that support Lily why it's not available on the NHS?
They're still classed as new machines because they haven't been in this country that long. As I say, Lily was only the second child to have one.
Mm.
So they are still very new to the NHS, and it's not something that you can have in a therapy centre or anything like that where multiple users could use it, because it takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours to set it up for right. to fit one person.
So you have to buy this from abroad, I guess?
Yeah, it comes from Norway.
Right, OK. So that will also add to the increase in cost because of import tax and things like that. I guess there are no alternatives then to this.
No, there's no alternative on the market yet.
I think eventually there will be further advances in technology and that will happen, but... you have to have hope in that. But if she can get one, then that'll equip her for her future then, won't it, really?
Yeah, it'll be her machine for life then.
Now, you said when she had her present machine, she was only the second child to have one. Do you have any idea of how many other children or young people have them now? Obviously, we're talking several years down the line.
There's roughly 170 in the UK at the moment.
Right. So they are gaining... So popularity is the wrong word. I mean, they're becoming more widely available, and they're obviously life enhancing for children, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
How are you raising the funds to buy this machine then?
Lily has got a Facebook page, which we set up originally when we fundraised for the first machine. I kept the page open and I update it every week with whatever she's done that week, not just stuff about the machine, because I want people to know who gave the money for that equipment that she is using it. I want them to see what it's doing for her and how happy she is. So I think it's important to keep the page running. So we're using that page again. We're doing raffles. We've done football cards. She's helping to make bracelets, Halloween decorations, key rings, wind chimes, decorating little garden stakes, things like that we can sell to make money for her machine. My friend Sharon Robinson is running the London Marathon in October. She's done it before for Lily. She's doing it again. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Jess Mincher is running 5K around Alton Towers, and Sam Parker is doing 10K around Alton Towers in November. Then my friend Faye Hancock, who lives in Cornwall, knows John Hunt, who runs the Barbican pub in Lewe, and he's got a beer and cider festival on bank holiday weekend, and he's offered to do a collection for her. And Faye is hoping to hold some other events in Cornwall to help with the fundraising too.
So clearly there's an awful lot of love and support out there. How much money have you raised so far?
We've currently got £2,321, and we've raised that in 2 weeks.
That's good. And there's lots more fundraising to go as well, which is important. But obviously, you know, you're looking for support from everybody else as well. So how can we get involved?
Well, if you don't mind, if you could share our Facebook page and her Just Giving link for her.
We've done that on our social media already. I had a message about that earlier on.
That's lovely. Thank you. And just if anybody has got any ideas of any ways they can help, just to get in touch. I mean, we have had local businesses that have donated raffle prizes for us so that we haven't got to try and find prizes. Because the current raffle that we've got running is for a voucher for afternoon tea for two at the Tollhouse restaurant in Willenhall. Mm-hmm. And then the second prize is an oil burner from Lou's Emporium, which is an online business. But yeah, people are coming forward with raffle prizes, which helps a lot.
Do you want to give your Facebook page a mention and your fundraising link as well?
Yeah, so the Facebook page is called Lily's Eye Gaze Fund. It's still called that because that's what we originally fundraised for the first time, was her eye gaze machine that's going to help her communicate in the future. I can't change the name of the page. So it's still called Lily's Eye Gaze Fund. And her Just Giving page, it's a crowdfunding page, and that one is Lily's Bigger Owner Walk.
Lovely. Okay, so facebook.com, Lily's Eyes Gaze Fund, and the fundraising link, justgiving.com/crowdfunding/ Lily's Bigger Inner Walk. Kim, thank you so much for telling me all about Lily. Give her our love and keep up the good work. Kim Windsor, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Clive. That is your lot for this episode.
You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 8 p.m. If you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by Clive Payne and produced by Andy Caddick.